Hey boo, this is your host Ruby Michelle. Welcome to Gym Talk, your safe space for real, raw, and relatable conversations.
Hi Gems, welcome to Gym Talk, what it is, what's good. We have the beautiful Fiona in the building. Hey!
Hey!
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. So, who are you? What do you do?
Well, my name is Fiona, but people know me as G's Get Lonely 2 on TikTok. And I think I rekindled the bimbofication movement a little bit.
Yeah. It was actually the first time I've ever heard about the bimbofication concept when literally on my For You page I seen it, and then I instantly go to comments when I see TikToks, okay? So then I seen it, and then I remember seeing a bunch of comments where people were mad. I'm like, okay, I have to watch this. And then what you were saying was making so much sense, so I'm like, why are they mad right now, you know?
Yeah, like, a few pages reposted me, and the comments were not nice, but I don't, like, whenever I see that it's a negative, I just don't read them, because I don't.
Yeah, that's one of the rules of bimbofication, too.
Yeah, and so I think they just, like, misunderstood what I was saying.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they're a little mad, and I think a lot of people, didn't realize my race, that I was, like, black. And so people were like, I think people are also kind of mad about that. And they're like, oh, like this white girl or this Hispanic girl. And I was like, but I'm black. Like, so that's why a few people were mad in my comments I saw.
Yeah. And honestly, like TikTok, I feel like TikTok is the number one hater city, I guess. Because like people are so comfortable with saying all these negative comments. And I don't get it because it's like, If we were face to face, would you say that? Would you have the guts to say something like that? Like, please. But anyways, the reason why I wanted you on the podcast is because I'm someone that promotes like self-awareness and self-love. But then when I saw what you were talking about, I'm like, bro, it makes sense. But internally, I was like, it makes sense. And I do want to I've been living kind of like that, like trying to ignore what, acting stupid around people when I'm actually not that stupid, you know? So I was like, am I contradicting what I'm promoting online or what am I doing? But then I also realized like what you're saying is not to not know yourself. It's to literally know yourself, but then be all about yourself and focus on yourself. Don't, and stop caring about what others have to say. You feel me?
Yeah. It's literally knowing all these things as facts. So it's like, accepting that you're beautiful, amazing, smart as facts, and you don't have to like defend yourself if someone like doesn't agree.
Yeah.
Like it should be so obvious that it's to a point where it's like, I'm a human. You know, are you gonna go around and say, I'm a human, I'm a human, I'm a human? No, yeah. Like it should be the same when like you describe yourself, like I am beautiful, like that's just like the facts. Like, I am smart, I am, like, that's just the facts. And so when I say, like, not being self-aware is, like, not always, like, nitpicking at yourself all the time. Like, not everything requires, like, a deep analysis, like, every day, every second of the day. Like, sometimes you could just, like, be you and just, that's it. Yeah.
And I'm an overthinker. Honestly, like, I overthink every single thing. And I'm at a point in my life where I'm so tired of overthinking because it's draining. It's literally so draining when you're overthinking who you are, overthinking what you do. And it's like, at the end of the day, like you said, whatever people think about you will not lead you anywhere. So why are you trying to explain yourself? And because when I saw your TikToks, I was like, okay, I need to make rules for myself where I create my own person. And I wrote in my notes some rules, and one of the rules is to stop over-explaining myself, because when you're always trying to explain yourself and to prove yourself, that's when people are, like, you're kind of showing them your weakness, and that's when they actually, like, get on you more, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, you don't need to explain it to anybody.
Yeah.
And people, when you're constantly, like, so like angry all the time, and it's like I'm not this, I'm not that, then people know exactly what's gonna bother you, and they're gonna continue doing it because it's fun for them. Like, I know it sounds sick, literally, but it's fun for people. It's fun. And so you can't like give the reaction, or when they give the reaction, like, you have to just be like, what are you even talking about? Like, that, like, that does not even make sense to me. Like, it shouldn't even make sense to you. Like, it should literally be like what I said before. If someone insults you, like, it should be like, that's not true. Like, I'm just me. This is who I am.
Yeah. And no one's gonna know who you are, because, like, they never walked a mile in your shoes. They never even lived your life for a second, or were raised by the same parents, or did the same things you did, so.
Exactly. And I said on my page, like, you spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you've literally been with yourself since you were born. So how are you gonna let, like, some person who, like, hasn't even known you for that long and try to tell you about yourself, when, like, you should be your own biggest fan, and, like, you should know yourself? That it's like, that's just ridiculous. Like, I know myself better than anyone. I have, like, a PhD in myself. Like, you shouldn't let people who are preschool level compare to you when you're, like, PhD professor expertise on you.
Yeah, let them know. And also, like, you were talking about how, like, a lot of that stemmed from your narcissistic relationship, and that's hilarious, because me too, like, after leaving my narcissistic whatever that was, I was like, it made me realize a lot about myself and how I was trying to please that one person and forgot what it is that I wanted for myself, just because I wanted to be there for them. And I'm a lover, like, whoever I'm in love with, I'm gonna give you my all, because I just want to give you my all, you know. But then if he was saying, like, okay, you shouldn't do this, then I would never do it, or I would, whenever I would do it, knowing that I'd like doing it, I would question myself. So do you feel like that's exactly where all of that came about?
Yeah, so I literally realized that who I was becoming was his little, like, doll or puppet. Like, that could, like, cater to everything he wants. Yeah. And so even, like, my clothes and, like, the things I liked and stuff, like, it wasn't me, and I wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. And, like, the things he was saying about me, I was starting to, like, believe. I was like, yeah, like, mm-hmm. that might be true. And my whole life was dedicated on just, like, pleasing him and, like, making him happy. And I realized, like, he has never put me first. He has always made sure that he was the first person that was okay when things were going down. And so it's not even just narcissistic people. I think a lot of men can do this too. And so a lot of people say your behavior is just men behavior. A lot of men are good at putting themselves first in stuff. Like, they don't sacrifice as much. And I feel like there's something we could learn from them when this, like, happens. So yeah, that's kind of what I learned from it, is, like, I saw his behavior and I always come first. And my grandma told me when I was a kid, she's like, no, like, you come first at the end of the day in your life. And I didn't get it when she told me, but now I'm understanding, now that I'm more interacting with more people.
Facts. I never even understood, that's true, me too, I never understood the fact, like, that people would self-sacrifice themselves. I remember talking about it on the podcast, where someone made me realize where it is actually possible to self-sacrifice, and I'm like, how the hell does someone self-sacrifice? Because when I think of self-sacrificing, I think of, like, okay, giving your body to someone in, like, a ritual or something, but it's not that. It's literally just putting yourself last for that one person's needs. And when I realized I was doing that for literally a lot of people that didn't deserve it, or a lot of people that shouldn't even ask me to self-sacrifice, I was like, damn, sis. And what's crazy is that a lot of people get mad when you put yourself first. They get so mad because they're like, what? What's going on here, you know?
Exactly. And people don't like when you, like, are okay with yourself. No. It's like a weird trend to, like, humble yourself all the time. Like, especially, like, women for some reason, like, they'll be doing amazing things, and they're like, oh, but, like, you know, it was just because of chance. Like, no, like, you did it. Like, you did it. Like, why are people so, like, upset about people saying, like, yeah, like, I did this. Yeah, like, I am pretty. Like, I am. Like, it's not even about being narcissistic. It's just about, like, being, like, sure of yourself. Like, if someone compliments you, you don't always have to be like, oh my god, no, like, my hair. You can just say, like, thanks. Like, thank you. Like, I'm glad, like, you noticed that I look good today. Like, and so, yeah. Self-sacrificing. It's just a weird trend. And there's, like, a weird connotation for people with confidence. And they're, people are quick to call people, like, narcissistic. Even on my videos. Like, yeah.
People don't realize what the true definition of narcissism is. Like, I've been with a narcissistic person. I'm around a lot of narcissistic people in my family. And it's, like, it's not about being cocky. It's not about being confident. It's, like you said, it's not about that, bro. It's about really, like, being condescending and just arrogant and dumb and weird.
Yeah. People with narcissistic personality disorder don't like themselves. Real narcissists do not like themselves. And they make... their whole purpose is to make everyone around them feel bad so they could feel better. So mine isn't necessarily narcissism, like the clinical, it's just saying, like, be sure of yourself and put yourself first. And, like, don't people please. Or a lot of people are, like, empaths, and, like, even other people's emotions is really overwhelming to them. I'm like, you don't need to take on other people's burden and problems all the time.
Someone, like, I was talking to my friend, he was like, you need to be selfish. Like, he's like, I'm so thankful my parents taught me about being selfish, because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be as happy as I am today. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you can be selfish. But I used to think, like, oh, you need to be generous. I am a very generous person in the sense that, like, I love to be there for people. But it is not my responsibility to overbear myself with other people's issues. Or overbear myself with other people's, like, whatever the hell they're going through. Because at the end of the day, like, me, I believe that whatever you are going through, only you can help yourself. You know?
Exactly. I made a video on not being the advice friend or the mom friend. And I told people to be the brunch friend or the stepmom friend. And it's in terms of, like, like, these people aren't your kids. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they aren't your kids. Mm. Like sometimes, and sometimes people don't even want their problem solved. Sometimes all they want is someone to listen. So, like, you don't always have to be someone's therapist, financial advisor, babysitter, whatever else, especially grown people. Like, they should be old enough to learn by themselves. And by constantly taking their problems, you're actually doing them a disservice. And at first, they may throw a fit or be mad. Because you're not, like, acting like their mom anymore, full custody. But they'll be thankful that you're letting them problem solve by themselves. But they'll also be happy that you're still there for them and you're the shoulder to cry on. You're the brunch friend that you guys could go to brunch and complain about your guys' issues or whatever.
Facts. And I feel like when you said that, I feel like people took it and ran with it in a sense that they're like, okay, so you don't want me to be there for my friends. You don't want me to be there for anyone. But it's not like that. Like, she's not telling you not to be there for your people. She's literally telling you, like, it's not your literally, it's not your problem to have. You can be there for someone, but their issues don't have to be your issues.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, sometimes you're going through a lot, and if someone's constantly, like, every week, like, crying, like, on the verge of, like, things, it could be overwhelming for people. And especially that people that consider themselves, like, empaths, or consider themselves, like, I know a lot of people didn't like that word on TikTok, but that could feel other people's emotions a lot, and it could be really overwhelming for people. So it's just, like, taking a step back sometimes and just being the listening ear. Because that's all people want. People are going to do what they want anyways. Like, you know what I mean? So, just lessening the burden and, you know, having part-time custody or stepmom duties instead of full-time
I love it.
Mom duties.
Yes. Yeah. Nah, that is. And do you feel like, okay, with the confidence that you've gained, with the mindset that you've had, do you feel like it's harder to find the right people for you? Because not a lot of people have the courage to be that person for themselves. You feel me?
Well, to be honest, I have been attracting more people, and people have been actually coming to me more correct now that, like, my attitude's changed. You know, because people know that, like, if they're gonna message me on BS, that I'm not gonna respond, or they're gonna get blocked, because people have come to me who have previously disrespected me on some BS, and instead of responding, I just block them. And then they're like, hold on, like, who is this? Because she dealt with my BS before. I'm like, wait, hold on. She knows she's attractive now? Okay. I was like, okay, well, now I know she's serious, and now I'm gonna like come correct. So yeah, like, I don't think it's harder. I think you're gonna have to get used to the people that are gonna come for you, because you've never seen them before. Mm-hmm. But you're gonna realize that it's really beneficial. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot to get out of those toxic cycles of people that know you're attractive, but also know that you don't think you're attractive. Because that's what they're looking for. Because they can sense. People could see physically that you're a good-looking person, that you're a smart person, that you're ambitious. But they also know that you don't think you're attractive, that you don't think you're smart, or you don't think you're doing anything, just because the way you carry yourself. And so they're not going to let you think that, because that means they're not going to have control over you anymore. So they're going to use that over you. Mm-hmm. And that's how those toxic relationships start. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's so facts, bro. And people don't realize it. Like me, it took me so long to realize it. And I feel like that's why I'm so happy to be having these type of conversations, so people can actually, like, realize some shit like that. Because when I was younger and I was dealing with my ex or whatever, I didn't notice how, you know, people give you compliments and it's compliments that you've never even seen for yourself. Like, they're like, oh my gosh, you're so good at doing this. Like, I didn't used to take pictures like that before, but now I do. But before, like, people used to tell me, like, you're so photogenic, you're so beautiful and stuff like that, but I didn't believe that for myself, and I barely took any pictures, so I'm like, why are you saying this, you know? But not only do they see your potential before they even speak to you, but they see it, like, they see where you could go in life. They see how they could use you. And like you said, narcissistic people are very insecure. So these insecure people that are trying to come at you, like, they're trying to come at you in the sense that they just want the power that you have. And when you don't give them that attention, it's like, oh shit, she's not giving me attention. So they're going crazy. That's why when you block people, they're trying to make another account to talk to you now. You know?
Exactly. Because when people, that makes people crazy, that they can no longer control you and do stuff to you, or come to you in, like, all sorts of ways. When you carry yourself, when you carry yourself a certain way, oh my god, my Siri keeps going off. When you carry yourself a certain way, like, it's gonna be hard for toxic people to get into your life again. So you really just need to push it. And those toxic people are gonna start being, oh, like, you think you're all that now, like, whatever, like, you just, like, you're doing too much, like, relax, like, oh, even, like, small comments, like, oh, like, your little podcast, like, oh, that's cute, oh, like, that's a cute thing to do, like, you know, like, people are gonna say things like that just to, like, put you down, but you are so sure of yourself that you're like, no, like, I'm actually doing really good, this podcast, no, my career is actually really good, so.
Yeah. Facts. And it's me too, like, and the thing is, yo, I used to think I was the only one going through all of this, but it's mad people, like, being brought down because of other people's comments, being brought down because of other people's attitudes. And it's very, very sad to see, because it's like, why don't you want to see other people shining? Like, why are you all up on me like that? Like, why are you trying to bring me down. Bring yourself down, bro. Like, if you want to bring anyone down.
I mean, it's crazy because it's like, if you, especially in relationships, well, obviously in friendships, if you didn't think I was attractive, if you thought I was like a shitty person, you wouldn't have talked to me in the first place. Like, you wouldn't have taught you, like, this wouldn't have never happened. But it's like, suddenly you know my weaknesses, you know my insecurities, and suddenly you don't think I'm attractive. Suddenly you think I'm a shitty person or that I'm not going anywhere. Like, no. They're no. No. Like, there's obviously a reason why you came into my life.
You know? And it's the same people that are saying that, and then after that they come back and they're like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so happy for you, I'm so proud of you, like, wow, bitch, you were hitting on me a week ago, do not come back today.
Yeah, like, literally the randomest people will come into your life and, like, try to gas you up. Like, as soon as you look better, as soon as you are doing better, like, suddenly they always believed in you. Suddenly, like, what are you talking about? No, you didn't. You literally told me not to do it. So, you really just can't take it seriously.
Nah, facts, yeah. facts. But, what would you... Okay, so you know how, like, for other people that are hating on you on TikTok and that are saying... That are trying to change the subject that you're actually trying to present, what would you tell them? Generally, like, what would you say to them to if you had to answer them? Because I know you're not answering to these comments, but what would you tell them?
I would just say the girls that get it. Like, you just seem to be dedicated to misunderstand, and you'll get it. Because you could see it in real world explanations. I'm not saying anything bad. Yeah. And that's what I'd say. I'd be like, you know it's the truth, but you just, like, are dedicated to purposely misunderstand and twist my words. Yeah. So, it's impossible to explain people that are, like, dedicated. Some people go on my page every day and leave a hate comment on every single one of my videos. Like, I'll see the same accounts. Or they'll spam all my comments and put a hate comment. Like, and I'm like, you put this much time into, like, hating it and saying I should be ashamed of myself when all I'm saying is to tell people to love themselves.
It just makes no sense. They don't get it. Like, I'm literally just telling you to love yourself and you're trying to hate on me. It says a lot about you.
Exactly. Like, and on my account, I purposely do monotone or, like, don't change my facial expressions. And I try not to talk about my personal life too much, just because, like, it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. And I feel like once I start talking about that, then people are going to have something to say. And so when I do that, people still make assumptions. People are still hating. Like, I have not said, like, anything bad. I have not, like, showed my emotion, and people are making all these assumptions about, like, my personal life and stuff. And it's almost like my whole page is literally proof of, like, look, like, I didn't even change. I didn't say anything about my personal life. I didn't do any facial expressions. I didn't even say anything, like, that controversial. Yet look at all these people in my comments, like, having something to say and disagreeing just to disagree. Like, they won't even try to, like, listen. Just disagree to disagree.
Yeah. Nah, facts, bro. I posted a TikTok on my, like, on my podcast TikTok, and it was literally just a, like, 10-second TikTok, me saying certain men do not know how to make a woman feel comfortable. You know, 95% of the comments are from men, and 95% of those comments are saying, like, oh, basically, like, okay, well, if a man can't make you feel comfortable, then you have a lot more self-alignment to work on. If you guys think this, then why should you think... Anyways, just literally bashing the fact that I said that. But if you listen to the first word I said, it literally says certain men. So why do you feel attacked? Why do you feel like you need to say something? And why do you feel like you need to attack the whole woman gender because of that one comment I said? Like, it's like it was so funny to me because I was reading all of them and I was like, wow, they're really dumb.
And it's selective hearing. Like, people are literally dedicated to misunderstanding you and, like, misunderstanding things. That it's, like, the energy to explain to them when they already have the mindset of, I already disagree with her, no matter what she says. Mm. There's no point of, like, wasting your energy on explaining to these people, especially on that clock app.
Exactly.
That clock app and that bird app, if you guys know which app.
If you know, you know.
Yes.
I'm crying. Nah, but were you always like that, though? Like, did you have this mindset your whole life? Or did someone inspire you, too? Or did you just literally say, okay, this is who I am and this is what I think?
To be honest, I've had, like, pretty big confidence through my life. Mm-hmm. There was some brief times where I was, like, not feeling cute and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, I always found a way to, like, bounce back. And what I've realized is, like, when you feel, like, big emotions like that, like, they really don't last long. And so in terms of, like, bimification, where I, like, act like I'm dumb, like, in terms of school and stuff, I never talked about my grades to anybody. I never, like, participated in, like, the discourse. Even, like, outside of school, when they're talking about, oh, yeah, like, I'm going to go to this program, like, what's your grade average? Or whenever they, like, talk about, like, big subjects, like, I chose to not participate. And people were starting to, like, catch on. They're like, you never talk about school. You never talk about your grades. And I'm like, I have nothing to prove. Like, I'm getting into these programs and stuff. Like, I'm good. Like, I have nothing to prove to you guys. So why do I need to brag about what grades I'm getting or programs when I just know I'm good? The only person I have to prove to is the person grading my papers. You guys, like, aren't grading my papers. You guys aren't getting me into the universities. What do I have to say to you guys? So, in terms of that, like, I've always done that. Because I just, like, I always saw it as them trying to overcompensate for stuff. So, I just let people underestimate me.
That's beautiful, too. And I like that you recognize that you weren't always like that. Like, not that you weren't always like that, but that you had some downtimes. Because it's actually normal to have those downtimes. Because without that relationship you had, you wouldn't have realized some other stuff about your confidence or some other stuff about yourself. And now you're helping other people realize that. You're helping other people have a new perspective of life, a new perspective of who they actually are as a person and what they want to represent. So I feel like a lot of people think, like, even if you do post these videos, like, it's like, oh, you feel confident every day. You do. But sometimes, like, it's harder than other days, you know?
Yeah. And you have to realize that the emotions you feel, like, when you're feeling really down, you kind of have to train your mind to say, this emotion I'm feeling is temporary. Because when you're really sad, when you're really mad, it's actually really hard for your brain to imagine another emotion. Like, your brain, it's like a psychology thing. Like, your brain can't imagine, like, being another emotion in those emotions. So you kind of just have to, like, dot down, like, this is a temporary emotion. I'm gonna feel good again. My mind is a snow globe right now. I need to just let it calm down. Do brain techniques. And it's focusing on you. I think a lot of people with problems and stuff, they'll solve the problems or whatever, and then they'll still feel shitty. It's because they're not focusing on themselves enough. When those emotions come, you need to feel them and say, but in a way that it's not like, oh, like, he did this to me and this. No, you need to be like, right now I feel tight in my chest. Right now I feel empty. I feel numb. Those type of things. And you need to, like, physically say where you feel it instead of, like, focusing on what the other person did to you. Focus on how you feel right now.
Facts. Oh, my gosh. Look at you dropping gems. I love this.
Gem talk.
But, like, I feel like also for the girls that are in relationships, understand, because I seen a comment, I don't know, I don't remember from which video, but I saw a comment and she was like, it's so easy to be single and like carefree and confident, but listen, like, mm-hmm. it's as easy to be like that in a relationship. You should be comfortable enough, whatever relationship it is, friendship, family, guy, whatever, girl, you should be comfortable enough to have this mindset within your relationship, because everyone should be confident. And the other partner that you have, the other person that you share this relationship with, should be as confident about themselves. Because, or else, you guys are just two insecure people, it won't work.
Exactly. And it shouldn't be, like, finding the other person to complete you. It should be both you guys are already complete on your own. And both you guys could still live your lives. Like, people lose their schedule and routine and their friends and themselves because, like, yeah. they think that, like, this person is the person to complete them. But it's not how it works. Mm-hmm. It should be, you should just be complete on your own and love yourself and realize when that person is not treating you the way it needs to be done, that something needs to be done about that. And you can't mm-hmm. let them treat you like that because of whatever reason.
Literally. Yeah. Yeah, put your foot down. Like, I used to be so scared to tell people, oh, I don't like when you do this. And then it's like, at the end of the day, that person's living happy, and then you're just sad because they're still continuing to treat you a certain way that you don't like. And that's so fucked exactly. up because you're going out bad, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of people, some people don't even know that they did something to you. And so people just, like, let them continue, and then they're resentful. The other person thinks everything is going, like, amazing, but you didn't even say anything to them. So how are you supposed to know? And then you do this whole freak out because they've been bothering you for months now, and then they're like, what the heck? Like, over this small thing, but it's not over that small thing. It's because you didn't let yourself. But another thing is a lot of people don't know how to communicate, effectively, and they lead to name calling and yelling and cussing them out when you don't have to do that. You really do not have to do that. Whenever someone, you know, like, not everyone had the same childhood as me, and I understand that. My parents never yelled at me as a child. They always sat me down, and we did a dear man exercise where it's like describe, express, assert, reinforce. And so it could literally be in four sentences.
What?
Yeah. And so that's dear. And then, so it's just like, describe. So you made me mad. Or you stepped on my foot. That's the describe. Mm-hmm. Express, this really hurt me. And then assert, if you are more careful next time, I will be in a better mood. And mm-hmm. we won't be arguing. And then if they respond positively and they're like, oh, I'll try not to do it again, you say, okay, thank you, perfect. But if they're like, oh, like, whatever, like, I can step on your foot whenever you want, then you either compromise or you have to walk away.
Yeah. Facts. I love that your parents raised you like that. I feel like a lot of people, too, because of the way they were raised, it's harder for them to, like, be healthy in a relationship, whatever type of relationship it is. Like me, because it's not that I wasn't allowed, but I feel like a lot of Caribbean parents don't believe in communication and don't believe in talking. So then I would cry and my mom would be like, stop crying. And then when I would open up to her, it would be like, you're too sensitive. So I would just, instead of just being closed up, I would just always, that's why I always over explain myself, because I always felt like I need to get my point across, because I was never able to do it when I was younger, you know. But then also a lot of people, like, our age, they need to really think about how they grew up and how that affected them and how they can become a better person than the person that affected them negatively. Because again, you're going out sad and that person thinks they've treated you the best way, and you're literally, I know it's easier said than done, but you're literally reacting to the way that person hurt you in a negative way for other people to be hurt and to create a new cycle of hurt, and then hurt people. Like, it shouldn't be like that. You need to realize that.
Yeah. And I, like, you know, I'm Caribbean too. I'm from St. Vincent, and so obviously my grandparents and stuff, did that treatment to, like, my parents.
Your parents.
Where, like, the communication was off. And I don't even think it's just a Caribbean thing. I also may think it's just a generational thing. Because, you know, the older generation wasn't, like, knew about, like, mental health as much. And so I'm happy my parents did the work to not repeat those cycles, because they knew how painful it was and they knew how it affected their relationships negatively and how they raised us. But it's up to you. Like, now you, like, now more than ever, there's so many resources to know about your childhood traumas and put in the work. It's not easy, though. It's not easy. It's hard to break those cycles. It is hard, but it is possible. And just because you were raised a certain way doesn't mean you could just throw in the towel and be like, well, I was raised this way, so I could do this to everyone because I had a horrible childhood. Exactly. No, it's up to you to put in the work.
Yeah, fix up, literally, because it's not an excuse you can use forever. Imagine being 45 and you're still treating people like shit because you're hurt.
Yes, my ex was 34 and he blamed his childhood all the time. Like,
you know,
I'm 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was 34 and he still used his childhood or something when he was like 15 as to like why he treated people the way. And I'm like, you're way too old. Like, you had lots of time to heal or like recognize your patterns.
Exactly. And I always thought older men would get it. Because, like, a lot of people love to say you're so wise for your age, you're so mature for your age. But it's, like, those people that are saying that are people that are way older than me, and they're not that mature for their age. And I'm like, bro, do you not get it? Where's the logic? And but also, like you said, I feel like it is a generational thing. Because a lot of, like, the past generation, they didn't have those apps that tell them about self-reflection, self-awareness, or feeling your emotions or understanding your emotions, you know? They would just have to live life and think everything's okay.
And it's funny to me because they'll say stuff like, oh, like, this new generation is too soft. And then they'll, like, give the silent treatment for, like, weeks. Or they'll, like, punch a wall. I'm like, I don't think we're soft. I think we're just emotionally intelligent. I'm like, clearly you guys, like, you guys are soft on the inside. We actually know how to communicate. In fact, we're probably stronger than you guys because we know how to deal with this type of nonsense. You guys, like, don't even know how to deal with it. So you start doing the randomest weird things.
Yeah.
And regress.
Exactly. The girls that get it, get it. The girls that don't, don't.
Don't. Yes.
That's funny. But honestly, I want to thank you for coming on the podcast. I loved our conversation. This was amazing. Guys, go listen to her podcast. She just made a podcast too. I'm gonna put everything in the description, but her podcast will put you on to a lot of gems, to be honest.
Yes, and episode 2 is coming out very soon.
Yes, very soon. Everything's gonna be in the description. Bye, gems. I hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank you again for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to subscribe and let your people know that they don't want to miss this.